Yes, it was really just getting disabled people together to talk about what they felt the community was lacking in terms of provision for disabled people, where they wanted to see improvements. Just encouraging people to have a voice and actually give them the opportunity to express themselves, and then we would feed that back to the various areas that needed to know. Most of it would be back to the council, back to social services usually, to give people a voice, to listen to what they had to say and then to act on it and lobby for improvements. Working with the council, but also making sure that the council, you know, didn't just say, oh yes, we'll look into it, but really sort of keeping the pressure on, yeah. And there were some very good people. Jenny Webb, she was a fantastic director of adult social services. Since Jenny's gone, I'm afraid it's, you know, the whole thing is very poor. Social workers, non-existent. I don't know, I haven't known for a couple of years who my social worker is, my care manager. I used to have a social worker that really was interested in me, would come round and want to know about how I was, what I'd been doing, was I managing okay, could things be improved. A few months ago I had a student social worker who came round and all she wanted to do was want to know why I had some money left in my direct payments account. And I said, well, the reason I've got money left in that account is because if I had an emergency and needed, you know, twice the amount of hours for any reason, I've managed it, so I've got some money there as a sort of emergency pot. No, you can't do that. It's all got to be used up. If you don't use it all up by the end of the month, we take it back. She just sat there and went on about finance. I don't think she even asked me once how I was, how was my shoulder since my operation. She wasn't interested in me at all. And when she went, I thought, well, you know, I'm very lucky that I can articulate, I can speak up, I can represent myself quite well. It just made me feel for the people who can't.